New research just out suggests drivers in Belfast spend 190 hours per driver per year in traffic. Belfast is, in fact, second on the list of worst offenders across the UK, beaten only by London. And that's when it comes to those hours per driver per year in traffic. Second only to London. So is it really time to ditch the car? Can we rely on public transport? How good is public transport? What's going on? Why are we spending so much time in congestion? Have the bus lanes anything to do with it? Or actually, are they improving your chances of getting on public transport and heading down the road no problem? Áine Grogan is the Green Party South Belfast representative. Good morning to you, Áine.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the Ulster Unionist Party councillor and former Belfast mayor, Jim Rogers. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Listen,
good morning,
listen to this, Jim. Second only to London. What is going on?
Well, are you surprised? I'm not. Because you only have to drive into Belfast at any time of the day to see the congestion. It is just unbelievable, Stephen. And I find that the main problem is that the buses are not happy just to use the bus lanes. They want to use all the lanes.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, no action is taken against the drivers. Now, because it's not a defence. Furthermore, if you or I are driving our cars and you enter a bus lane, you'll find you'll end up with a fine. Now, we need to get real here. And I've said it for some years. The Department for Infrastructure wants to pedestrianise Belfast city centre. And they're doing it slowly but surely. And we need to get real here because it's driving people out of the city. Visitors keep telling you, and I meet quite a number who come into the City Hall, that this city is very difficult to drive through. It takes you so long. Now, that drives people away. Whenever you look at cities like Manchester, Birmingham, Liverpool, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Cardiff, Swansea, Dublin, Cork, do they have these problems? No. So we need to do something about it. And the only way we're going to do something about it is if senior civil servants work with us as elected representatives and the wider community, and that's not happening.
Well, it's interesting that you brought up the buses and the bus lanes at the top of this. Are you blaming them for part of this?
Absolutely. Now, I welcome the introduction of the glider, but the difficulty is, and I've said this to you before, if you look at the back of the City Hall, May Street, Donegal Square South, Hard Street, there's times during the day that every single lane has a bus or buses in it. There's four lanes there, so cars are getting backed up because of this, and there's already bus lanes, and sometimes the bus lanes are not being used.
Ah, oh, come on.
No, it's a fact. It's a fact.
Come on. You're telling me the buses are jamming the traffic for the motorists and not using the bus lanes around the City Hall.
There's a bus gate at the junction of Donegal Square South and Linenhall Street. And you only have to stand there for a few minutes to see what happens. They don't use the bus gate. They do a diagonal crossing from the left-hand lane to the right-hand lane, causing more congestion. I've raised it with the chief executive and senior officials of TransLink on
occasion. What have they said?
They have told us that they have spoken to the drivers,
yes,
but it has made little or no difference. Now, unless we get on top of this situation, we're going to find more and more people not coming into the city centre. And that's going to be serious for many of the retailers and for the hoteliers, for the coffee shops, for the pubs, you name it. So we need to get something done.
Yeah, this is the traffic data firm, INREX. Now, they have said that the number of hours lost is down 10% year on year. Maybe that's down, Áine Grogan, to public transport.
Yes, I think the argument that buses and bus lanes are causing the congestion in Belfast is a little bit ridiculous and ignoring the real problem here. The fact of the matter is, there are far too many people driving into Belfast city centre in their cars. Now, I do not drive. I walk everywhere or get the bus, and the amount of times I see traffic sitting with one person in each car. The problem is that we have prioritised the private car in this city. You see it time and time again. One accident on one road has the capacity to shut down the entire city centre and the entire Belfast because we prioritise this public car, private car. We need to change our behaviour. We need to prioritise active travel and public transport, which we are not doing sufficiently at the moment. We can look already at the success of the glider. They have over 30,000 extra passengers a week on their journeys. They didn't expect to reach that level of usage for maybe 10, 15 years. They've done it within a matter of months. And that has resulted in a reduction of a quarter of the traffic along that corridor. What we are missing here, it's not just the cost financially to the economy, to your time, it's also the cost to our health. The air quality in Belfast is quite frankly appalling. And we're talking about the air that we are breathing, the health of us, the health of our children. And we're quite frankly,
what are you basing that on?
We have already got four air quality management areas in Belfast. This is basically areas that are breaching the nitrogen dioxide limits based on EU and UK regulations. Now, that pollutant is most commonly linked to traffic congestion. And you only have to look at where those air quality management areas are to know that.
And where are those areas?
Like the Stockman's Lane, or the Ormer Road, out to Albert Bridge Road. The other one is skipping me right now. I think it's around Newton Abbey, correct me if I'm wrong.
And it's breaching. I must look at that. That's interesting, limits. Actually. We'll have a look at that and see how much it's breaching it by.
Yeah, they are. Stockman's Lane in particular is a known area that regularly breaches this. And we don't believe, as the Green Party, we do not believe that this even really shows the full picture. We have undertaken a series of testing throughout Belfast and North Down by some of our reps. My North Belfast colleague, Malachy O'Hara, has had his results back already and has already been able to show a number of breaches in North Belfast that are not in air quality management areas. These are areas that are close to our schools, our hospitals, our parks. This is the air that we're breathing in, and we are not taking this seriously. We are blaming bus lanes, for goodness sake. We need to make sure people get out of their cars. We need to prioritise cycling. We need to prioritise walking. And we need to invest more adequately in our public transport infrastructure. That is the only way we're going to not only save money, save time, but save our lives, quite frankly.
Well, that sounds serious, Jim.
Oh, yes, it is. And I'm aware of it. The poor air quality in Belfast, our Health and Environmental Service Department are exceptionally active in this front. But I come back again to the problem of the snarl up in the city. And you're not going to get the vast majority of people to leave their cars at home unless we still get a much better public transport system. The other thing I would call for...
why not?
Because people like Jim are continuing to prioritise the car. There is a lack of political will here to ensure that our public transport
There's not a lack of political will.
You're not going to get
people to get out of their cars until you have a much better transport system. And that's going to take several years. The other thing that we don't need...
We don't have several years. Lane.
Will you let me finish, please? Yes. Bus lanes on a Saturday, they're not required. You only have to look at there's still the same number of buses, but the numbers using them are considerably less than what you find Monday to Friday. So they should be discontinued. Whenever they were deciding on the bus lanes, my party made representation that it should only be Monday to Friday, not Monday to Saturday.
Jim, you're concentrating on the bus lanes, and Anya's telling you about how we should be concerned about the long-term implications for traffic congestion and our health.
I'm most certainly concerned about that. Because
so would you encourage more people to get on the public transport, dump the car and try to improve the air quality of our city?
I would like to see that happening, but some people will tell you that they will have to walk at least 2 miles to get a bus,
yeah.
And that's a problem. And unless we can change that system, you're not going to get people out of cars. I'm worried about people's health. I don't want to see anyone suffering chest problems or heart problems. And that's the difficulty at the moment in Belfast. It's stop, start, stop, start. No matter what time of the day you go through Belfast, that's what you find.
I would like, before we start,
build up a traffic.
And before we start scaring people here, I would like to compare Belfast on you. We'll do this. What day is this? Wednesday. We'll try to do this week and get the comparative figures for the air quality in Belfast compared to most other major cities in the UK and beyond. You know, are we comparing worse or about the same on you? Do you know?
I don't know offhand,
right, well, we'll
but I do
out.
Know that we've had a number of reports that have suggested that some of our main roads, like the Lisburn Road or Ormer Road, are heavily polluted and some of the worst in the UK. That is known, but it doesn't even matter how badly we compare to other cities. We know our air quality is not good. We know that there are over 500 deaths
heavily
in
polluted.
North Ireland a year.
Hold on a minute.
From caused by air pollution.
You're saying the Lisburn Road, because we need to be careful here. You're saying the Lisburn Road is one of the most heavily polluted roads in the UK.
There's been a number... I'm not saying that exactly. I'm
well,
just
that's what you've
that
just said, so we need to be careful, don't we?
A number of times that the likes of Lisburn Road have been and Ormer Road have been suggested as being some of the most congested, and we know that
congested
link
is different.
Air quality.
Okay.
It's a direct link to air quality. We know that there's over 500 deaths a year in Northern Ireland that are linked to poor air quality. That's 500 deaths too many, and something that is very easy to fix. Jim is talking about, it agrees that we need to prioritise public transport, but in the same hand is saying that we need to take away bus priority. That's not how you encourage people onto public transport.
Here's Jim and Bangor. Morning, Jim.
Hello, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen,
yes?
I'll tell you what part of the problem is, and I'm speaking as an HGV driver, because I see it every day. Impatient drivers. I'll give you an example. You'll get them on the West Link there at rush hour from about 4:30. They'll sit in lane 3 up the West Link. When they come up the Blacks Road, they'll stop in the outside lane. Sometimes they'll indicate to move over to get off of Blacks Road. And the reason they do it is to get to the head of the queue. But the thing is, that's tailing all the way back into Belfast. They do the same again at Sprucefield. I see it every evening, Stephen. They'll come up in the outside lane, and the traffic in the outside lane, anything going beyond Sprucefield should be able to sit in the outside lane at 70 mile an hour. There's no reason why not. 60 mile an hour. They're doing 20 mile an hour, Stephen, because the traffic in front and stopping in the outside lane, sometimes they indicate, sometimes they don't. Cut everyone up in the inside lane because they want to get to the head of the queue.
What's the highway code say or whatever? You're not supposed to be sitting in is the outside lane, I don't know these things, is the outside lane where you're supposed to be going fast and not stopping?
Yeah, it's an overtaking lane, Stephen. It's an overtaking lane. Lane 2, it's an overtaking lane. If that's not the point. The point is, if you want to come off at Sprucefield or Blacks Road or Saintfield Road, you should be in lane 1. And if the traffic's moving slowly in lane 1, well, that's too bad.
Mm.
You get the impatient drivers that will sit in the outside lane, and when they get to the head of the queue, they'll stop and they'll... I see it all the time, Stephen.
Jim, thank you. Robert Norris. Morning, Robert.
How you doing, Stephen? November time there, I love it back up in Belfast because November time there, we were going to a meeting in Queen's, so and it took me coming from Ards to Queen's an hour and 50 minutes. So it did, on a Thursday night.
From where?
From Newton Ards.
I live in Cumber.
Yep.
I can do...
It was just five. We left at 4:45 and I wasn't there until around about 6:40.
Goodness.
Another point as well.
Well, when I'm coming up to do 5 Live on a Friday or Saturday night, I can do from Cumber to the BBC in about 35 minutes.
Yep, we spent an hour and 50 minutes. Secondly as well, they're talking about trying to put you onto the buses. Why would I want to have a car full, if I have 5 people on it, and pay for 5 people to go on the bus when I can do it cheaper in the car?
You see,
you know what I mean? Why would I take 5 people from
That's a valid point.
And put them into the bus when it's far dearer for me to get the 5 people on the bus than what it is?
But is it far more expensive? So by the time you've bought your car, by the time you've bought the fuel, you've paid your car and tax, your car insurance, you've paid for your parking at the end of the day, I don't think it would be cheaper.
Oh, would it not? I have to have the car anyway. So you're talking about fuel and you're talking about your car tax. Mm. I have to have the car anyway, so it's bought and paid for. The tax and all has to be paid anyway. So you take that out of the equation. So I have to have the car anyway. So whenever I get five people in the car, you want me to drive from Newton Arch or even get the bus from Newton Arch, which sometimes is every hour.
And stand in the rain, bucketing down, waiting for the bus.
And what if you are out shopping and you have a whole clutter of bags, and the bus, like the glider, is absolutely packed? Where do you put all that? So that's why, and trying to get round Belfast.
Let's see if Anya can convince you. Morning, Anya.
No chance.
I completely agree with what he's saying, in terms of sometimes it can not be, it's too expensive to public transport, it's not convenient. And that is why we need to look at ways to try and encourage that behaviour. I know I was on the Talkback recently talking about the idea that some cities are having of having free public transport. That's an idea that needs to be explored. We need to invest properly so the service is more reliable.
Free public transport? What's would that cost?
Other cities have done it, the likes of Tallinn and things like that. Other European cities of a similar size have done it.
What's it cost?
We should. Sorry, I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but it is something
you
that
don't know
has
another
been
is.
Done. No, I can't. I can look them up for you and come back to you on that.
Yeah, it's just, I guess I'm not trying to have right a big go this morning, but it's
I'm just saying there's a lot of things that we can do to try and improve that. It shouldn't case that it is cheaper to bring your car. We look at parking in Belfast City Centre, the absolute abundance of car parking, the number of our inner city communities.
Oh, come
are
on, Anya. Are you seriously?
By commuter
parking, suggesting, because I heard this earlier, that you were suggesting there's too many car parking spaces in Belfast. Are you
absolutely
for real?
Comparatively,
you can't get
to
parked
other cities,
in Belfast.
But that's because too many people are driving into Belfast. No, as this figure shows, so many people in Belfast are in their cars trying to get into Belfast City Centre. I do not believe that behaviour is normal for other cities. I have lived in other cities around the UK and Europe, and that is just not done. You do not have this automatic assumption that you can drive into your city centre and park wherever you like. People rely on buses, they rely on cycle. Over half of journeys in Belfast are less than 2 miles. That's only 10 minutes on a bicycle. But yet, you will take your car and you will sit at traffic lights, you will sit in traffic.
That is not
the way to go.
Aye, or get on a bike and come into work and you're sweating and somebody's driven the car into a puddle and it's splashed all over you and it's been bucketing down for rain, you're coming in soaking too. What a wonderful cycle ride into work.
It's not always like that. And we have a lot of people in Belfast that do love to get on their bike and have... But we also need to prioritise cycle infrastructure. We have such poor cycling infrastructure, and that's why people here are getting splashed by their cars.
Jim Rogers?
Well, can I come back on you in regards to the car parking spaces? There is a shortage of car parking spaces, and that's why some of the private companies working with others are trying to create more. And it's one of the issues that's repeatedly raised with us in Belfast City Council. You can't get a car parking space. In regards to cycling, I cycled for many years. I want to see more people cycling because it's good for a person's health.
Have you stopped now, Jim?
More or less, Stephen, unfortunately. I would still like to do it, but I find the car much more convenient, particularly with our wet climate. But I encourage people, especially the young, to cycle as much as possible because it's a great way of keeping fit. But again, Stephen, it comes back to this difficulty that we're experiencing about the traffic. And we can talk about the air quality, we can talk about all of these issues, but we need to do something about it. I mean, I'll give you an example. If you come up the front of the City Hall and you want to go to Adelaide Street in your car, you cannot turn right and go straight on into Adelaide Street. You have to go up Chichester Street, you bypass Upper Arthur Street, and you turn right into Montgomery Street, then you turn right into May Street, and then you try and access the lane to the left to get into either Alpha Street or Adelaide Street. And there's nothing to hinder Department for Infrastructure to allow traffic to go straight on from Donegal Square East into Adelaide Street. And if you look at their statistics, the number of people who have been noted and fined for going straight across there, from 7 to 7, you're not allowed. The emergency services can, and rightly so, but the figures are exceptionally large, and especially for visitors. And the other problem is, a major one, outside Church House in Hard Street, They recently changed the length of the bus lane.
Oh,
and now more and more people are getting caught because you travel a few yards before you can actually access the inside lane there to get in to Fisherwick Place. There's a whole lot of things happening. The Department of Infrastructure need to work with elected representatives if we're going to move this whole thing forward, because it's going to drive people out of the city. For example, if you're looking at where to visit for a weekend break, and you read that Belfast is the second most congested city after London, you would think twice of coming to Belfast.
Yeah, but maybe more public transport is the solution.
To city of ours, but we need to get the whole traffic situation resolved.
Here's Catherine. Morning, Catherine.
Morning, Stephen.
How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Good.
Currently on the St. Field Road on the way into Belfast, and yes, it's bumper to bumper. Various different things. I don't think there's a one quick fix to this. I think
bumper at half nine. Like, I'm never on the road at half nine because I'm in here. Is traffic honestly jammed even at this time of the morning?
Honestly, Stephen, I left my house in St. Field at 9 o'clock, and I am as far as Forestside.
So that'll be the Armour Road. Holding that up.
I'm not at the Armour Road yet. I haven't even made it there yet.
Yeah, but when you get onto the Armour Road, the bus lane will be empty. A couple of buses driving down it, and there'll be a queue of traffic up the other lane.
Oh, I've already gone down. There's a bus lane in the St. Field Road. I've already gone down there, and in the space of 25 minutes, I've passed two buses. But listen,
So why don't you do the bus then, rather than the car?
Because I need to get over to Jordanstown. So for me, whenever I was at Queen's University, I used to use the park and ride, and it was fantastic. It was great, and I have no problems with that. But I now need to get over to Ulster University in the morning. So in order for me to do that from Stainfield, I need to get a bus from Stainfield to park and ride. The park and ride then in to Belfast, and then a train from Belfast out to Jordanstown, and it's just not practical.
What's the solution?
I think there's lots of different solutions, Stephen. I think that I heard your lorry driver there, and he's saying about people using the road properly. I think people are very rude on the road. So, for example, if you're using the slip road, which is designed to be a slip road to ease congestion, people won't let you in. You know, and it's almost like, how dare you use that lane? You know, so there's no words. When you drive over in England, it's very much let each other, you know, one car in, the other car in, and so on. I also think there needs to be better infrastructure in order to allow people who want to use buses and trains, yeah, like myself.
I didn't know, and look, I know people have talked about it before, but the air quality issue that Anya was talking about this morning, mm-hmm. I didn't actually clock how bad it is. So if Anya's right, and I want to go and check it, all due respect to Anya, as to what levels they are and how that does compare to elsewhere. But I think that's interesting for lots of us who are going around the city every day. We want to know what the air quality's like. We'll see if we can get it checked today, but it might take us until tomorrow. Catherine, thank you. Jerry, morning, Jerry.
Stephen.
Yes, Jerry, morning.
Stephen, what I'm going to say has already been sort of head on, you know, but I think that will sort of be a big help for it would be free transport for all. There's Luxembourg, I was just looking there. Luxembourg are trying to introduce that, and free transport on the trams, on the trains, and on buses. You know, even should it be set up. But the thing what I'm really surprised at, Stephen, this has been talked about for a few years about chaos and all that with transport. Why has nobody actually, you have asked the question, why has nobody actually sat down and worked out the cost? You know, I know the buses are subsidised. You know, so there must be a margin there, but someone could say the figure is this. And if it's about health, if it's about all the things we're talking about people getting into town quicker and using the town.
Well, it won't be too hard, Jerry, us finding out. So we'll contact TransLink and ask what their revenue is.
I'm surprised nobody has actually asked that, Stephen, you know, because that's, you know,
we'll
that is the question. It's
we'll
cost. It's always about cost. Oh, well, that's good, Stephen.
All right, mate.
As I say, good man. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you. Tony, morning, Tony.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you doing?
Doing okay today.
Good. Stephen, I'm a private taxi driver in Belfast.
You think you own the road, don't you? You're in every lane.
Well, no, I think a cyclist think that they own the road, but not the private taxi drivers. And the black taxi men, I think they own the road. But anyway, would it not be sensible to let the private hired taxis use the bus lane?
Here we go.
I know, Stephen, but if you look at it sensible, it takes traffic into the bus lanes, which means the other lanes are moving a bit quicker, eases up on congestion, and it lets everything flow a wee bit quicker.
So why should you? If I'm in my car bringing my mum to the hospital, if I'm bringing her out for the day, if I've got a mate in the car, why do you get priority over me?
Well, I get priority, Stephen, because I have to go through tests to become a taxi driver. I have to pay for a license to become a taxi driver.
I have to pay for my car insurance.
Stephen,
I'm a tax.
My car insurance is probably about four times dearer than yours.
Okay.
Because I have to have a special car insurance. I have to have public services.
But we've had pretty big rows about this in the radio before, haven't we? That private hire taxi drivers somehow, that some of you think that, you know, you should get priority over the rest of it. We're all going to work. We're all doing important things.
If I can put it back to you, Stephen, then why is the black taxis allowed to use them?
Well, why are they allowed to use them?
Exactly. You tell me.
Well, no, you tell me, because you want to be with them.
So then no taxis should use them whatsoever.
Well, you're advocating that you should be able to drive down them.
No, what I'm saying is, Stephen, is because I'm a public service figure, that's what I'm there for, to serve the public. The bus lanes are empty half the time.
You see, what they do in America, right, is they've got car-sharing lanes. So whether you're a taxi or not, if you've got, and sometimes, depending on what state it is, if you've got more than two people in the car, if you've got more than three people in the car, then you've access to a lane. And if you're driving the car just on your own, you don't have access to that lane. Is that not fairer than what you're suggesting, which is, you know, you could be a taxi driver with no passenger. You're in the bus lane.
Well, if you want to go down that road, Stephen, then why charge taxis for taxi insurance and taxi men to go through PSV tests and get their car PSV'd and everything else? You know, I mean, why should we be penalised in that way? And not only that, I'm sure, Stephen, if you get real, I mean, some of the cities in America, you could put Belfast in the corner of them. You know, the roads are massive. I mean, try going down the Armour Road in the morning. Try it some morning, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. There's probably, I would say, from the top of the Armour Road till the bottom, there's probably about 30 taxis just sitting in the traffic. Just sitting in the traffic, right down till the Armour Road.
Like the rest of us.
If you took them taxis, their taxis are private. Hire taxis. They're there to serve the public, to pay for it. I mean, my overheads are expensive.
My overheads are expensive.
I know, but Stephen, mine is far more than yours a year.
Stephen writes to me this morning, Nolan at bbc.co.uk, and Stephen says, absolutely embarrassing, backward and small-minded. It just shows how behind Belfast and its people are. It's such a small city and people are so reliant on cars. Try living in a big city elsewhere in the world.